is afilu kasvi shenanamiloi. You should not even believe them enough to have the first pair of Edim killed. You're saying they're liars. They're making up a story here. Somer b'vua shekod mubahogu. The Mishnah means to say again: first two Edim said the Edis. Then the second pair said it's not true. You were with us someplace else. So Bezdin believes the second pair, the real Zaymanim, and therefore we had the first pair killed. And then more Edim came. Now Rabbi Yudis says we do not believe this pair of Edim to be Mazmim all the rest. So Mara says that can't be the Pshat Mishnah. My devi heavy. If it's not a real true halacha, they made a mistake. So what happened would happen. The Mishnah wouldn't say that. Like if it happened to Toys by mistake, that really now we see the second pair of Edim are the fourth Edim. So in the Mishnah shouldn't have said we killed the first pair. What's the difference? What happened happened. It's not halacha. It was a wrong halacha. El rather Omar Rava. Hochikom, this is what the Mishnah means to say. If the second pair only has to say against one pair of Edim, Nehogus, then that's the regular case of Zemimim. We believe the second pair, and we have the first pair killed. But Ikatfei, once there are more than one pair of Edim, there's a second pair of Edim also coming and saying the first, same Edis. The first one said, then Einahogim. Then we do not believe the second pair to say, to believe them that they saw the first pair in New York, and now they say they saw the second pair also in New York. Something's fishy here. We do not believe them anymore. That's the Pshat in the Yehuda. If they'll only be saying against one pair of Edim, we would believe them. When they say against more than one pair, then we say they're the liars. For the Marnoho Bavad Koma. The Mishnah says, Loshin, we only kill the first Kat Bavad. Mashma, there are more Katim here. There are more pair of Edim. Even though they're, like Rashi says, Mashma, Sheesh Oida Cheris. Even though there are four or five more Edim coming, still we only believe them against the first pair. And that's the question, why? Once we said the second pair made a scene between them to have all the Edom killed, we shouldn't leave them against the first one either. So Mursa's Kashya. The Lashon of Bavad is like a good question. The word Bavad should not be there. But really the Pshat, the Mishnah of Yehuda says, we only believe the second pair against one pair of Edom. But once we have more than one pair saying the same thing, a few pair of Edom come and say, we saw Sunday morning Reuven kill Shimon in New York, and there's one second pair of Edom saying against all of them, it's not true. All he is, we're not in New York, you're with me in L.A., we say something's wrong with him, he's making up a plot to save Reuven, and therefore we do not believe him. Now the Gemara says a similar case. Hayyisa saw there was a lady, the Asoi Sadi. She had a case in Bezdin, and she kept on bringing Edim to say like her, that it's really true, this person owes her $1,000. Vishtaker. But we found the Edim to be liars. Bezdin gave a drisha b'chira, and they found out that the first two Edim she brought are liars. So what did she do? She didn't give up. I see Sadi. She says, okay, I have a second pair of Edim. She brought the second pair to Bezdin. The Ishtaker. Bezdin also caught them lying. Says, lady already brought two different pairs of Edim, and Bezdin caught both pairs to be liars. Ozla, I see Sadi Achrini. She didn't give up yet. She went and brought the third pair of Edim now to Bezdin. Say, I still hold, but I'm saying, this person owes me $1,000. I have a third pair of Edim here. The Loyishtaker and the Bezdin checked them out, Dosh V'chokar, and Bezdin couldn't find them to be liars. The question is, do we believe this third pair or not? Somewhere Shlokah says, Huchsukazu, we don't believe them. Since this lady is bringing them, she already brought two Edim to be Psulim, so we said a third one is also a Chazaka. Somebody else like Rebbe, after two times, it's called a Chazaka already. So since she already brought two times, two different pairs to be liars, we do not trust her anymore. And we say this third pair is also liars. Oh, Malaria Blaza, why? In he huchsaka. True, she is huchsaka. She would take liars. But ko yisromi huchsaku, listen, they're different people now. She has to go around trying to find different Edim. So maybe the new pair of Edim that she found are telling the truth. Just because she found one or two pair of Edim are liars, but the third pair are new people. Since the new go after their chazaka, they must probably tell them the truth. That's what Rebbe Elazar said. What happened was, Zimnin another time had the Yosef Kaim with Rabbi Yochanan. That Rosh Lakish is once sitting in front of Rabbi Yochanan. And what happened was, he was sitting in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Also, Kihai Maisla Kamei, this same question came up in front of Rabbi Yochanan. The same thing, a lady brought twice Edim, and they found to be liars, and then she brought a third pair. Do we believe them or not? So Shlokish Amar Shlokish Hulsa Kazu. Shlokish said his svara again to his Rebbe Rabbi Yochanan. Said no, you should not leave her now. She brought already twice Edim Shakronim. Most probably these people are also Shakronim. On this, Amar Rabbi Yochanan himself answered back and said no. And Hulsa Kazu, just because she was caught to be lying, to bring liars twice. But Kol Yisom Yuchsiku, the third pair of Edim should bring in our new people. They're new Jews. Just because four people caught to be liars doesn't mean the rest of the Jews are liars. So we have to believe them. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. So what happened now was, Hoda Chazil Rabbi Elazar Bishus. Resh Lakish, first he was talking to Rabbi Elazar. Now Rabbi Elazar was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. So it comes out that Rabbi Elazar said over his Svara, he's saying over what his Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan said. And he did not say it in his name. So Resh Lakish now looked at Rabbi Elazar like a little bit angry. And he says, Amalei, Shamat Mili Mi Banafchi, you heard over words from a Rebbe Rabbi Yochanan, Banafchi is called, Pulei Amrit Li Mishmei, how come you did not say it over in his name? So Resh Lakish was a little bit angry at Rabbi Elazar. Tvar speaks out that not everything he has to say is saying the name of his Rebbe. Like he was a Talmud Muvik, and understand yourself, whatever he's saying is the name of his Rebbe. Yeah, so Rabbi Elazar held, I don't have to speak it out now. Resh Lakish was angry though. Alright. But I call upon Mr. Machlokes, Resh Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan now, in this case, when the lady brings two pairs, and now a third pair, do we believe them or not? So Moses says, Layman, let's say, maybe, Resh Lakish to Yom Rav Yehuda. Resh Lakish over here says that even by Avis, we're afraid that maybe the liars hold like Rabbi Yehuda now Mishnah. That by Edom also, we're afraid the Edom are liars. And Rabbi Yochanan, the Yomar, Kirabonin. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, there are a new pair of Edom here. We believe this third pair of Edom. Mashmah by Avis, we do not accept any psulim. We're not afraid of Edom. We say when Edom are saying, must probably help to tell the truth. That's like the Rabbanan of our Mishnah. That even though the second pair of Edom are saying against 100 other pair of Edom, that all 100 of you, you're all liars. How could you say Sunday morning you were in L.A.? You saw the action. It's not true. Sunday morning all of you were with me in New York. Yeah. Where the Rabbanan say, we believe this pair of Edom. Those Rabbanan hold Edom are strong, we believe Edom. Even though it doesn't look the truth. So maybe it's totally Zebizir. So Mar says, no, Amalek Resh Lakish. Anodi Yamalekha Afilu Rabbanan. My story here by this lady, that we do not believe this third pair of Edom, I'll hold even according to the Rabbanan of our Mishnah, that we do believe the Edom against 100. It's like this. Ad Kamla Kamla Rabbanan Hosam, the Lekka Dukam Hadar. Over there, we do not see clearly that the second pair of Edom are looking to say false Edus. They're saying the truth. They're saying Sunday morning, I was in New York, there was a big party there, and all these 100 people that are saying they're in LA, it's not true. They all happened to be with me Sunday morning in a party in New York. But we do not see that these two Edom are looking after to find Shakronim. Avulhaka by this lady, Resh Lakish holds, Ikaha to come Hadra. Resh Lakish says, here there's a bigger Eisah, because this lady proves herself already. She brought twice already pairs of Edom, and both times we found them to be liars. So we see she goes after liars. See, even though normal Jews are not liars, but if you have a lady that's looking after liars, she'll find them. If she wants to, you'll find them. So she's looking for them. She'll find them. That's Resh Lakish Svara. Therefore, we don't believe the third pair. But otherwise, we believe. Rabbi Yechon Amalach, Anodi Yamar Filo Rabbi Yehuda, I'll say my story in the court of Rabbi Yehuda Svara. It's like this. Ad Kam Lekom Rabbi Yehuda Hossam. The Yamrinon, Ota Kuli Yalma Gabi Hani Avikaimi. Like he says, there's a new Svara. That the same pair of Edom keep on saying to all new Edom that come, Imanu Yisem. Five different pair of Edom come and say they were there in L.A. Sunday morning, they saw the action, and the same two people are saying, no, it's not true, you were not there Sunday morning in L.A., you were with us in New York, once, twice, three, so that doesn't make sense. How can it be proved you happen to know that these 10 people were not in L.A., but rather by you in New York? That doesn't make so much sense. That's a new racer. That doesn't happen so often. No, it's a Chiddush. Of course, it depends on what he says. Oh, it's not what they're saying. It's not that he's saying he was the Chasna Sunday morning and he saw all 10 people at the Chasna. Because if he says like that, that's normal. It could be that there was an L.A. Chasna in New York, so everybody took a plane to New York. So it happened to be that 20 people from L.A. were at the Chasna by New York. That's not the case here. That would be a normal case. He's not saying it's by a Chasna. It's not saying it happened to be I was walking in the streets in New York. All of a sudden I met Mr. So-and-so from L.A. Then I met Mr. So-and-so in L.A. Then Mr. So-and-so in L.A. That's not Mistavro. So that's Rabbanim Svara. That's a Yudhi Svara. There's a race in the Edis. Avalakobili over here, there are a new pair of Edom over here. Hani Yodim Besadusom, but the Hani Yodim Besadusom. But even though the first two pair of Edom the Isha brought were liars, they're different people. Now she brought a new pair of Edom, it could be these people are new, fresh, maybe they're telling the truth. So that's Rabbanim Svara. That's Rabbi Yechon Svara. So it could be one is not Mechulik in the other. There are two different Svaras. Now the Mishnah says, Eino Edim Zimmerim Nehogim Ach Yigmur Hadin. When are Edim Zimmerim killed? Only if first two Edim said Reuven killed. And Bezdin made a Gemar Din because of them. Not just on there was a Kabbalah Saidis. There has to be more that Bezdin made a Gemar Din. And then two other Edim come and say that the first two Edim are liars, Imanu Isim, then we have the first two killed. And also, before Reuven is really killed. Because if Reuven was killed already, that's also Ptur. Now like this, Shriat Tzedukim, mind the Tzedukim, that only Darshan, the Torah Shabbat, not Torah Shabbat, they used to say, Achi Yehorag. They used to say, no, the Edim Zimmerim are only killed if Bezdin really went and killed Reuven. Where two Edim said Reuven killed somebody, and Bezdin believed them, and had Reuven killed, and then we found out that the first two Edim are liars, that's the time you kill the first pair. That's what Tzedukim used to say. Shinamar Pasuk says, Nefesh tachas nefesh. Mashma, take a soul for soul. If these two Edim had the first person killed, we take away them. But if the first person is not killed, they used to say, we do not kill the first two Edim. Or Mulav Chomichom said, Basset Tzedukim, no, you're wrong. Valoik Fanem, the Pasuk says, V'yasisim loik ha-shezomem lasos liyachid. We do back to the first two pair of Edim what they wanted to do to their brother. So the Gemara says the Russian is, V'yachid kayim. Mashma, the dashim from the word of loachid. So mashma, what you wanted to do to your brother, but mashma, your brother was still alive. In other words, not like you Tzedukim are saying, we only kill the Edomim when Reuven was already killed. No! If Reuven was already killed, Rashi said before, the drasha is kasha zaman v'loy kasha rosa, and that's the way it was done. Even though the Mishnah says the drasha is from the word lochiv, but is the drasha liochiv only when the brother is still alive? If so, v'im kein, the Chum say, loma nema nefesh tachat nefesh, why does it say the word nefesh tachat nefesh? Then Yochai would have thought to say, mishor shekibla edusan yehogu. If first two Edom come to Bezdin and say, we saw Reuven kill Shimon, and Bezdin was mekabel the raiders. Maybe even before there was a Gemar Din, a verdict. Then right away, two other Edom came and said, Imanu Yisem, maybe we would also kill the first pair. Talmud Leiman, no, nefesh tachash nefesh. Or Einem Nehogim, Achigmu Adin. That the whole Pasha of Edom Zimim only apply in the middle case, where first two Edom come to Bezdin, and Bezdin was Mekabah the Redis, and Bezdin made a verdict. Bezdin made the Gemar Din, that his Chayiv Misa Reuven is Chayiv Mamin. Then, before Bezdin carries out the verdict, now two other Edom come to Bezdin and say, hold it, it's not true what you're doing. Those two Edom are Imanu Isim, that's the case of Edom Zimim. But before or afterwards, then there's no case of Edom Zimim.
Right.
Yeah, by the mission of Hayim Abayis. Again, Ein Reidim Zimmerman Nehorgim Achiyik Muradin. Bezdin first has to make a psak din that two Reidim cause Reuven to have a chi of misa put upon him. Shoy had Tzedukim, I remember the Tzedukim, they used to say, the Rishoyim used to say, Achiyorik, no, we only killed the two Reidim if they really had Reuven killed. Shinema, the Pasuk says, Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. Mashma, if Bezdin killed Reuven because of these two Edim, then we killed the two Edim. But Omer HaKom, HaKom said back to the Tzadukim, no, you're wrong. But like Fanem, the Pasuk says, V'yasisim lo'y kashin zomim lasas li'yochiv. We do to the Edim what they wanted to do to their brothers. So the Mishnah says the Diyak is, V'rei ochiv kayim, lo'ochiv mashma to your brother, but your brother is still alive. Even though before Rashi and the other Tosis some places makes the drasha, Kashazomam v'loy yosa, what he wanted to do and not if it was done. But the Mishnah says the Ikka Drasha is from the word lochiv. It says lochiv and the Mishnah's Medayik, for a yochiv kayim, your brother has to still be alive, means Bezdin did not kill Reuven yet. In Cain, if so, lo monema nefesh tachas nefesh, either Dukim have a Drasha, it says nefesh tachas nefesh. Mashman, we only kill the Edom Zimmerim if they have somebody killed already. So we say, no, we dash in Yochol, maybe Mishosha Kibbu Eduson. Yehorag, Maybe as soon as Bezdin is mekabel the two Edim, even before there's a Gemara Din, Bezdin first makes a Kabbalah Seidus, Bezdin accepts them, and then we find out right away these two Edim are Zemimim, maybe still will have them killed, Talmud Lema. This the Pasuk says no, Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. So we darshin ha'ena nehogim at yigmar ha'din. There has to be that first Bezdin made a Gemar Din. Bezdin not only was mekabel the two Edim, but they made a Gemar Din that Reuven is really Chayiv Misa. And after that, before they really kill Reuven, two other Edim come and say upon the first Edim, Imanu ha'yisem, that's called real Zimimim, that we have the first two killed. That the Gemara says, Tono beribi yoyme. We learned beribi, Rashi says, kacho yishmo name of a person. If Bezdin did not kill Reuven, then even yet, nehogim. Then we kill the Edim Zimimim. But Hogu, says now Mishnah, we all that Chomim, once Bezdin already had Reuven killed, ein nehogim, that we do not kill the Edim Zimimim. That's the klal of our Mishnah. So, that means kasha zomam, for loy kasha roster. Only if the Edim wanted to have him killed, but not if he was already killed. So, Omar Ovid, his father said, Bini, my son, lav kal v'chomer, like what are you saying? Isn't it a kal v'chomer? So, that Madach, where he wasn't killed yet, we killed the Edim. If the Edim's Edis went so far to have him killed, for sure we should kill the Edim. It's a kal v'chomer. Or Maloi, so his son answered back, the Maratona Rabbeinu, you yourself taught us, Shein oin shemen adin, even though it's a good kal v'chomer, but we do not give Misa because of a kal v'chomer. The Tanya we learned. The Pasuk says, Isha sheyikach eshachoysoi basovit. First he marries his sister, that's the daughter of his father. Oy bas imon, or else the sister, that's the daughter of your mother. So ein liyelo bas oviv shalei bas imoy. So far, only know like a half sister. She's only a sister from the same father and not from the same mother. Or else bas imoy shalei bas oviv. Your sister from your mother and not from your father. How do I know a pure sister bas imoy ubas oviv? She's a complete sister from the same parents. Minayin, Tamulem, a new pasuk, it says, Ervas achoysa gila, a new pasuk, Ervas achoysa, your pure sister. So if you live with your sister, also you chayav koros. So the question is, Achlo yoymar, even before the pasuk says it, Yeshli bedin, I have a kal b'chayma. Madach yichayav, if you live with a half sister, if you live with a complete sister, for sure yichayav. So why does the Torah repeat it separately? The Torah says, and the question is, Imona shal bas oviv, shaloi bas imoy, u bas imoy, shaloi bas oviv u bas imoy, le kol shechein. Don't I know it for sure if she's the complete sister of your parents? Holomanatov, here I learn out. Since the Torah repeats it, shein oin shemen adin, that even though you have a kal v'chaymet to say, if you live with a complete sister, yechayev koros, I will not say it by myself, unless the Torah says it. Now, oiner shemanu, here I hear that we do not give an azorah, the punishment. But azorah, meaning, how do I know even for the azorah? In other words, we always say, even though there's a punishment, we would not give it unless someplace there's a lav in the Torah. There has to be the azorah. Now, sometimes, maybe an azorah I can make from a kal v'chomer, even that not. You cannot make an azorah from a kal v'chomer. How do I know this? Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, Ervas achoyscho basovicho oivas imcho loy segala. Here's the lav, not to live with him. Now, only from this pasuk, I only know the azor of the lav, el abas oviv, shaloi bas imoy. Your sister from your father and not from your mother. Ubas imoy, shaloi bas oviv, or else from your mother, not from your father. Bas oviv, ubas imoy, minayin, I don't know, pure sister from your both parents, the same parents. Talmud loyma, another pasuk that says, ervas bas eshe sovicho, moylede sovicho achoyschi. An extra positive to say a lav, not to live with such a sister. The question is, Achlo Yom, before the Pasuk says that Yeshli Bedin, I should know from a kal v'chomer. Ma im huzer, like if there's a lav in the Torah, Abas imoy shalai bas oviv, not to live with your sister from your mother, which is not from your father. Or also, bas oviv shalai bas imoy, your sister from your father, which is not from your mother, that there's a lav not to live with her. If so, bas oviv u bas imol lekol shechein, don't I know for sure that your sister from the same parents, that there's a law not to live with her? Holomat, may I learn out, since the Torah repeats itself separately, shein masirim en adin, even the Azara, just a warning, also we cannot make out from a Kal V'chomer. Well, any punishment, you can't receive a punishment unless the Torah gives you a warning. It says that not allowed. So that's the question. The question here was first, how could you say Kasher Zomam? V'loi Kasher also, it's a Kal V'chomer, like Maduch the Yedim. Did not have Reuven killed yet, and we kill the Edom, so if the Edom have Reuven killed for sure, they should be Chayiv. The answer is that from a Kal V'chomer, we do not give a punishment. The question that Achronim ask is, but it's not even a Kal V'chomer here. Like, in every Kasher Osa, there's also a Kasher Zomam. Mm-hmm. Like, before they actually killed Reuven, there was a stage that it was only a Kasher Zomam. First, you said you ate this, Bezdin made a Gemar Din, at that time, Bezdin wanted to have him killed. So really, there's a stage that you're supposed to be killed. What do I care that they killed him later, but before the killing, the silakash is on them. Why aren't you chayy for that? So some want to say that, I think the Ramban answers, that if Bezdin really killed him, really had the person killed, there has to be some truth to it. So even though you're liars, but he deserved to be killed. But since he deserved to be killed, that's why he won't kill you. But there's a ksas svara involved also. In every kasher also, if Bezdin really made it go through, there had to be some truth to it. The person deserved it. So even though you did it, b'sheker, but you're not killed yet.
That's an
awful. Now the Gemara says, Chayve Malkus Minayin. How do we know this klal by Chayve Malkus that ain't ancient? So Rashi says, how do we know the klal of our Mishnah that the Edom are not punished? Here they will not receive Malkus also, only if there was a Gemar Din. How do I know that? When the Pasuk says Nefesh per Nefesh, it's talking about a Chayiv Misa. Maybe only by Misa the Edom have to make a Gemar Din first. How do I know it by Malkus also? Talmud Vayim says in the Pasuk, Rosha, Zegzer Roshava. It says Rosho by Chayvi Malkus, and it says Rosho by Chayvi Mises. So I learn that one from the other. Chayvi Golius, I mean, how do we know by a Golus, the same cloud? When Edom wanted to be Chayvi somebody to go to Golus, that our first Mishnah says they received Malkus. How do we know it's only after there was a Gemar Din? Ask your Rasech Rasech. It says the word Rasech by Chayvi Golus, and it says the word Rasech by Chayvi Misa. So learn out from the Pasuk Nefesh per Nefesh, it applies to Chayvi Golius also. Tanya, we learned. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Ben Taboi, Ereb in a Chomash, Yassir Relief, Im Loi Haragti Eid Zomam Lohitzim Melivim Shotzadukim. Like here, Ereb in a Chom really means turned around. He should not see relief. Because he did something wrong. He had an Eid Zomam killed just to be Lohitzim Melivim Shotzadukim. Just to show the Tzadukim that they were wrong. What happened? Shoy Oimrim, they, the Tzadukim, used to say, Ein Reidim Zemim Nahogim Ad Shiyohar Ganidon. Like it says in our Mishnah, they dash in the Pasuk Nefesh B'Nefesh Mamish, that Edom are only killed if Reuven was also killed. So, he once had an Eid Zomam killed, even before they killed the Nidon, to prove to the Tzadukim that you're wrong. But Omar Loi Shimon Ben Chetach, Shimon Chetach said back, to Reb Yehuda ben Taboi, Ereb ben Chama, like it's, I should see relief, and it's the opposite, you did something wrong here, im lo shafachto damnoki, if you do not have an innocent person killed, in other words, you killed him, shalai kedin, why? Shoyom Chomim, we had before, the Chom say, Einu Edim Zememim Nehogim, you can only kill Edim Zememim, Achi Zaymu Shneim, until the Misa goes upon both of them. And over here, you only gave Misa to one of the two, not to both of them. Mashma, there was not a Gemar Din upon the other one. So you did something wrong, you had somebody killed, Shaloi Kedin. And the same Klal, V'yein Loikin Achi Yizayim Ushneim, he cannot even give Malkus until we passed in upon both of them. And Rashi before explained, Rashi said, the Pasuk says, V'yine Eid Sheker, Ho Eid. Mashma, Eidim Zayim goes upon Eid, V'yamama, we say in Gemar Saito, since the Apostle says in Eidim Zomimin, Vina Eid Sheker, it means we find both of them to be Shakronim. So you only give the Pash of Eidim Zomimin when we find both to be false. If only one, we do not give him the punishment. So here it comes out, if Yudib and Taboi had an Eid Zomam killed, and his purpose was to show the Tzadukim they are wrong, that even though the Nidun here, Reuven, was not killed yet, still, since there was a Gemar Din, he killed one Eid. Hashem Machet is telling him, but you did something wrong, you are not allowed to kill one of the two Edim. You have to wait until we have the Gemara Din upon both of them. Yeah. So what happened was, Miyad right away, Kibbul all over Reb Yudah ben Taboy, he accepted upon himself, Sheino Moira Hoiro, he will never paskin anymore, Elo Lefnei Shem Machetach, only in front of his Rebbe, in front of Shem Machetach. Since he made one mistake, he was afraid he'll make another one. So he didn't want to paskin anymore. For Choyomav Shor Reb Yudah ben Taboy, all the lifetime, the rest of his life, of Reb Yudah ben Taboy, Hoye Mishtatach Al Kivra Shloiser Eid. I mean, the whole time, but he used to go, Kisayid used to go often to the kever of the person that he had killed, and he used to lie down on top of him. Mishtatach Al Kivra Shloiser Eid, Voyekurlo Nishma, and people will hear a voice coming out from the kever. People standing nearby will hear a voice. So Kisvuramom, everybody else thought to say, Loimar, Kurla Shel Horog. It's the Kurla of the person that was Nifter. The Horog, the eight Zomam that Shem Machetach had killed, it was his voice like screaming, saying, what did you do to me? Why did you kill me? Omar, Shem Yehuda ben Taboy said, no, Kurli Shelihu. You should know the voice you people are hearing is my voice. I was the one that was davening, saying Tvila, he should be Meichomi. And Taid, I'll bring you proof, he said. Because Lamacher Humeis means that he himself is going to die tomorrow. And then from now on, and Colonel Nishma, you'll see you will not hear a voice anymore. So that's the proof, was really me talking, and not the Nerag, not the person that was killed, her, not the person that was killed. Omalei Ravach Abrei, the Robel Ravashi. So the Chachamim said back, no, that's no proof what you're saying. Dilma, maybe, up until now, really, it was the Horag. He was the one screaming the whole time. But maybe now, Bedina Kombade, like maybe now, since he sees that you're going to be mace, so that din was taken upon you, that's why he's keeping quiet. As up until now, that person in the kever was screaming, what happened here? I was killed, shalai kedin. But now, when he sees that Yudah ben Taboy is also killed, maybe that quieted him down. Maybe that's why he stopped screaming. Inami Rels, to Yusuf Isay, maybe finally Yehudah ben Taboy was like talking to him so much that finally he accepted him and he was Meichelim. And since he was Meichelim, that's why he kept quiet. So you bring proofs here that a person that was Nifta could be Meichelim. You can go and ask him for Mechila even after he was Mace. It's possible he'd be Meichelim even when he's in his kever. That's this mice here. That's possible the Nerag, the person that was in the kever, he was Meichelim. He was Piusim Afaisei. He was Meichelim Yehudah ben Taboy. So first we ask the question here, what, they didn't believe him? Yehudah ben Taboy told him a statement. So what did they say back? Dilma, maybe no, it's the other person. So they answer not that they didn't believe him, but they just said that Yehudah brought a proof. His proof was, tomorrow you're not going to hear the voice anymore. So I'll chokhma, the argument back, that's not a good proof. Just the fact we're not going to hear the voice tomorrow, maybe these two things happen. But of course they would believe him. Then of course the question is, how did Yehudah ben Taboy make such a mistake? How did he paskin to kill an Eid Zomam if it's like it in? They always say Hashem doesn't bring an Einus to a Tzaddik. A Tzaddik doesn't need Treif. So Hashem won't let a Tzaddik kill somebody. So Dvor speaks out that the Pshat is really that person was Chayiv Misa for a different Aveir he did. So therefore it wasn't such a big Chet to have him killed. He deserved to be killed anyway. That's why Hashem let the Shaige go through. But if he didn't deserve Misa, Hashem wouldn't let it go through. Something like the Ramban says. Like, if he hadn't killed, it must be the person who really deserved it. So that's why it happened. Otherwise, it wouldn't have happened. So see the Mishnah. Al pi shnayim edim oy shloish edim yumas ameis. That's a pasuk in the Devarim. So the question is, im miskayem es edis b'shnayim, if it's enough to have two, lo ma porat akosav b'shloish, why does the pasuk say three edim could have somebody killed? El Hakish comes to make Hakish, we learn out, show what the Gerser is, Shloisha l'shnayim, Asam Zagish will be Shnayim l'shloisha. We make Hakish 2 to 3. Ma Shloisha, just like in Svara, 3 Eidim. Ma Zim Mesa Shnayim could go against 2 Eidim, you have more. Af HaShnayim Yizayim L'Sagimu, that's the Kiddush. That even 2 Eidim could say upon 3 Eidim that they are false. That's 2 Eidim has the power even against 3. Or Minayin, how do I know a step further? Afilu Meya. Even 2 is believed against 100 people. Tamalayim Eidim. It says the extra word Eidim. Hapi Shnayim Eidim. So Tzai asks the question. Maybe it only means one more. Maybe he only believes against 4. How do I know two is believed against 100? So Tanya says that's a svara. Once you have four, so it's two separate, it's two katim against one kat. So in svara, I should say, you do not believe one against two. Since the pasuk still says, I believe these two, the pshat is that two is the biggest amount of nemonis. So two could go against 100 people also. Or at least two against 100 is like two against two. Usually we say tray and tray. We don't know which one to believe. They're all a bottle. Here, Beidim Zemim, the Chiddush is, we believe the second pair. But a pair of Edim is the biggest amount of belief the Torah gives. Therefore, two is Neman even against 100. Tamalem Edim. That's the Hekesh of Shleisha L'Shnayim. Now, we have Shimon Aymer, Mashnayim, just like by two Edim. Ein Horgim Achiyu Shneim Zemimim. We cannot kill one until we have both of them Zemimim. Is Av Shleisha, the same thing applies by three Edim. Ein Horgim. Even if two of them were caught to be zemimim, we would not kill them. Achiyu shloshton zemimim, until we find all three of them to be zemimim. But the pasuk before us says eid means two, so we make hekish 3-2. Just like by two, we do not kill one without the other. The same thing now that we have three, it's like one kat, one group of edim. The din applies to all three. Uminayin afilu may, even if you have 100 edim saying together, we do not kill any one of them until we have all of them. Tamloim Edim. No matter how many you have, and they come and see the Gemara together, Turk de Dibur, it's called like one group of Edus, that one din applies to all of them. Rabbi Akiva Roimer, Loiboa Shlishil Hokel. And when the Pasuk says 2-3, it doesn't mean three a kula to be lenient. El Hachme Olaf, it means to give him a chumra. For last says Dina Kyetzebelo, means to teach us that really the first two Edim, they were enough to have the person killed. If we find them to be zemimim, really only the first two should be killed, because they could do it by themselves. The third one that comes, he's a tofel. We don't need him. The Torah saying a chiddush, still he's killed also. Even a tofel, even the third one that's coming, that we do not really need for this psak din, still if he's there, he's a rush also, we kill him also. That's the chiddush. V'im kein, if so, Onash hakosulu nitfalu every aveira, the Torah says this third Eid Zoyman is also killed because he ganged up with other Eidim that are aveira, that are Roshoyim. The Torah calls him like an Ovi Aveira, is a so alachas kama vakama, yishalim socho nitfalu yoyse mitzvah, ki yoyse mitzvah. That even though two people could do the mitzvah themselves, if a few more Jews come to help them out, they also receive reward. Since they're helping out this mitzvah, even though it could be done without them, but a nitzvah, le mitzvah, gets a schar. Uma shenayim, the same thing is like by two edim. There's a new klal now. Uma shenayim, just like by two edim. Nim tsechad miyem korovoy posel. Edusim b'teilo. If you only have two edim coming to Bezdin, and one of these two is a korov or a posel, so pshita, you do not have two edim. So therefore, there's no gemar din. Now, the post is teaching us, Av Shloisha, the same way if you have three Edim coming to Bezdin together, Nimse Echem and Korv Apostle, even though we only find one of these three to be apostle, to be a chakra and a lawyer, or to be a relative. So really in Svar I would say, take him away, you still have two left. Edusa B'Teila, that's also in this Hekashir, that's 3-2, just like by two. If one is no good, the other one is bottle. The same thing applies by three. If you have three coming together, one kat of edim. If one of the three is a kor of apostle, all the edim is bottle. Minayin afilu mei, how do we know even 100 edim come together? Talmudayin edim, the apostle says edim, it's all like one kat of edim. The Gemara will say, providing they come, toich kedibul. We'll soon see you in the Gemara.